The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. And before I say another word, I want to apologize if in any way, shape, or form I am coming across as an expert on military operations, military strategy. I am not. I do not apologize for being very distraught over the current leadership in the White House and in the Pentagon. Let me just repeat, and Alan Westerville, I'm going to come to you very, very quickly. I'm glad you're on the line. Al has some expertise that I do not have in military affairs, but I'll just repeat. You don't have to be a military expert to see the absolute folly of abandoning a large, well-protected Air Force base out in the country where you can see your enemy coming, filled with military apparatus, personnel, and so forth, and do your evacuation from there, rather than the public airport, which has one runway surrounded by people. Here is breaking news. There are reports that at least one more explosion has been heard in the last 10 to 15 minutes. That's about all we know. People outside the airport on the ground have reported that they have heard another large explosion nearby. Have no idea what that means at this point, but that was just reported in the last 5 minutes that this would be a third explosion, if indeed it is an explosion. When things are this fluid and dynamic, we don't know. But people on the ground are reporting another explosion. We'll see if there's any truth to that. If you weren't listening earlier, the president has announced that he will be addressing the country at some time around 5 p.m. All right. There is much more that I could say, want to say, but I'm going to go to the phones. Al in Westerville, welcome, Al. Al, you have a long, distinguished military career. What are your initial thoughts as to what is transpiring right now in Afghanistan?
Well, one, I'll be blunt about that. You have to make the difference between military leadership and political leadership. Political leadership sets the policy, tells the military what to do with what they have, and then they're supposed to do it. A lot of times the political leadership is clueless and they come up with stupid things. Long time ago, in 1980, I was part of what was known as Operation Eagle Claw to go and get our people out of the American embassy. I was one of about 200 other men. That turned out to be a dismal flop because of equipment issues and other things going wrong, because the political leadership wanted to do things on the cheap. what we have here in Afghanistan is the political leadership looking for a photo opportunity because it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I was on a Zoom call this afternoon with a number of people. One of them was my friend Gary. Gary's a retired CIA officer. He led 42 CIA paramilitary officers, men, into Afghanistan. They landed in Afghanistan about a month after 9/11. They were added on with about another 50 from Fort Bragg. These were Green Berets, some Navy SEALs, and some Air Force Special Operations. That was our footprint in Afghanistan until the 10th Mountain Division showed up late winter, and the rest is history. We joined up with the Northern Alliance, took down the Taliban, and for 20 years we've had a presence in Afghanistan. What's happened is we've spent so much money, Bob. The money bothers me, but what bothers me more are the lives we've lost. The veterans, Marine soldiers, sailors, airmen who've been maimed. We have about a dozen that were killed today. There are a dozen families that are going to have grieving losses. Ready for the family.
Al, let me, again, you have a vast military background and a distinguished military background. I do not, as a civilian who is pretty ignorant of military affairs, I just said a few moments ago that the way this evacuation is being handled is an absolute dismal failure from a military standpoint. Am I way off on my evaluation of this? Am I being naive? Am I ignorant? Is this a miserable failure?
You're half right. And it is a miserable failure because what's happened to our military over the past 80 years since we defeated the Nazis, we've become politicized. We have more civilians. We have more lawyers. We have the quote-unquote expert, smart people who can do whiz-bang PowerPoints, and they'll sit in Washington, D.C., and they'll never go downrange. They have no idea what it means to go downrange.
Was the decision, Al, the decision to abandon Bagram and depend upon Karzad Airport, was that as foolish as it seems, or are there things that I just don't know and I don't understand?
Yes, it is. They wanted to go fast. They thought and we were discussing this today. Let me just say the call was very blue. You'd probably get a $100,000 fine from the FCC if we repeated half of what was said. But we can't do that. We're family radio. But it was stupid. It was utter stupidity. There were plans for an evacuation that were done. There is a fury of people who spent time, effort to go and do this properly. They relied too much on the Afghans. The Afghans. Yeah. And then we've left equipment. We've left planes. They left stuff behind that could have been easily destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Al, I have heard so many dumb things. But one of the dumbest things, over a week ago, I don't remember who it was, but somebody speaking on behalf of the Pentagon, they were being asked, well, what about all these vehicles that we've left that now the Taliban could use? I kid you not, Alan, one of the officials from the Pentagon looked at this reporter and said, well, we weren't foolish enough to leave the keys. And I thought, What? You mean to tell me that they don't know how to hotwire a Jeep or a Humvee? He honestly said, well, we don't have to worry because we didn't leave the keys. I thought, this has got to be the absolute height of just ignorance. Hey, wrap it up, Al. Wrap it up what you want to say because I got to take a break. But I'm glad you called.
The biggest thing I can say to everyone who's listening, pray for the families.
Yes, 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 yes.
That are there.
Yes.
We don't have the physical capability to go and move half the Afghan population out of Afghanistan. There was a suggestion and that was brought about by a very well-known person with enough brass sink a battleship. Let me just put it to you that
way. I got to go. Wrap it up.
Anyway, just pray. Just remember, God's control.
Yeah.
Jesus coming back soon.
Well, amen to that. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. Always appreciate the conversation. There are approximately 5,000 American troops on the ground. At this point, we do not know the names of any of those killed. There are about 5,000 families right now that are holding their breath, and 12 who will get a door knock soon.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I have a lot of pet peeves. For years, I have thought about dedicating one day a week to pet peeves. Pet peeve Friday, pet peeve Thursday, pet peeve Tuesday or whatever. And taking one or two segments on that day and just opening up the phones and let people vent with their pet peeves. I got a bunch. I do have a, and one of my pet peeves, and you've heard me say this, is when people on TV or radio go on and on and on and on and on about something they don't know anything about. You know, there's a flood, a hurricane, a bombing, or whatever, and the TV networks are expected to go live, particularly the cable news, Fox, CNN, and the others. And they will go live for 3 or 4 hours and repeat the few things that they know over and over and over again, and then the rest is speculation. And they go on and on and on talking about something they don't know what they're talking about. But they're treading water. They're filling space. I don't want to do that. Seriously, I have so many thoughts, so many feelings, so many convictions about what's going on in Afghanistan and the utter lunacy that we're seeing from the president and our military. But it's my opinion, and so I don't want to do what I hate when other people do. So I have told you what I know. I've given you my opinion. If you would like to vent about what's going on in Afghanistan, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Most importantly right now, pray for the families of those for the military that have died. I don't know whether it's happened yet, but if it has not happened yet, very soon, someone from the military will be knocking on doors across America. And when the individual behind that door opens the door, they're going to be told that their loved one was killed in Afghanistan. And we need to pray for those folks. We really do. And I'll just repeat one more time. I think our president has handled this miserably. I fear that he is going to continue in this stubborn, I made the decision and I stand behind it and who cares what happens. I fear that in order to save face, now we're going to bail out of Afghanistan even sooner. I think that makes a mockery of the lives that have been sacrificed from our American military. I would hope, no, I'm not even going to get into that because, hey, I'm getting into speculation. Just one more thing, though. You need to understand the difference between ISIS and the Taliban. The Taliban are cruel, vicious, evil Muslim extremists who are our arch enemies. They are evil people. You can't sugarcoat it. These are evil people who enjoy murdering and slaughtering even innocent little children. And they are in control now of Afghanistan. But then there is ISIS. ISIS is even more evil than the Taliban. They are even more radical than the Taliban, if that is possible. And they hate each other. Taliban and ISIS are not allies. They hate each other. So here is the weird, strange dynamic. It seems that these bomb attacks were by ISIS and not the Taliban. That's what we are hearing now. That seems to be the most reasonable explanation. So we have two absolutely evil, radical Muslim terrorist organizations who can't stand each other. They both hate America, but they both hate each other as well. And here's where it gets really, really, really bizarre. Our Pentagon officials are telling us they are trusting the intelligence of the Taliban to know when ISIS is going to attack. Now, think about that just for a moment. We were bombing the Taliban just a few months ago. We have bombed them and fought them for over 20 years. They are our arch enemies. Right now, because they are in control of Afghanistan, Kabul, etc., we are not only negotiating, we are trusting the Taliban to help us fight against ISIS. It doesn't get any stranger, more bizarre than that. Hey, Joe in Gahanna, hang tight. I'll come to you right after this break. I promise. My number is 877-BOB Live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.